Amazon's not going to New York City, and the Dow says, hey, tell us about China. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 15th day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, the real power behind Amazon taking a pass on New York City. There's an interesting report out today about how immigration is impacting Social Security. Here's a stunning bit of news. Today we learned that Cognizant has been fined $25 million, and the government today announced charges of bribery. Well, this is just what you need, a new Twitter feature called News Camera. Could it be climate change? An Iowa city will set aside millions of dollars to buy out homes and businesses that continue to see flooding. Those stories, and Jeff Pitts from CityView joins me to talk up stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Reach out to us on Twitter. You can do that at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, today the president hinted that the U.S. and China may be close to a deal and invited Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, to join him at the table. The news sparked the Dow to close up today by 443 points. The NASDAQ gained 45 points, and the S&P 500 picked up 29 points. We'll have all the numbers and why later in the newscast. It was something to watch as the newly emboldened liberal Democrats took on New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and saw to it that Amazon was not going to be headed to New York City anytime soon. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the New York State Senate pulled the levers and threw cold water all over the deal that offered Amazon $3 billion of incentives to the richest man on the planet, if only he would invest in the borough of Queens. It ended up, it was all about optics. $3 billion was almost double the amount of money Alexandria, Virginia offered, and in a city desperate for infrastructure repair, affordable housing, and other needs, it was just something that didn't look right. In the end, Amazon pulled up stakes, and we'll have to wait for the fallout. We've all heard the horror stories about Social Security running out of funds in the near future due to the fact that so many baby boomers are retiring. Currently, 62% of retirees count on their Social Security benefits to make up at least half of their monthly income. So what's happened to make Social Security so unsteady? Well, part of the blame is that baby boomers are leaving the workforce at a faster rate than new workers can replace them, leading to a decline in the worker-to-beneficiary ratio. Other factors at fault include increased longevity over many decades, growing income inequality, and lower fertility rates. If there are any consolations out there for existing and future beneficiaries, it's that the program is in no danger of going belly up, and it does have about $2.9 trillion in asset reserves. The problem is that these asset reserves can only hold up for so long if Social Security is spending more than it's collecting. That's why the latest trustees report has projected that the entirety of this excess capital will be exhausted 15 years from now in 2034. Should Congress fail to amend the program in order to generate additional revenue, a sweeping cut to benefits of up to 21% may be needed to sustain payouts through 2092. Some simple ways to do this is to raise the Social Security cap to, say, $250,000. Another way is to embrace immigration. Immigration is itself a net positive to the Social Security program. That's because a majority of legal immigrants tend to be younger in age, meaning they're going to be part of the American workforce for decades before retiring. These immigrating workers and the payroll tax revenue they'll provide are very much needed to help support payouts to current and future generations of retirees. Meanwhile, undocumented immigrants are not allowed to receive benefits since they have no legal pathway to receiving a Social Security number. Now, that doesn't stop some from finding and using a fake Social Security number or a friend's Social Security number to get a job. Yet, that reality is that folks will pay billions of dollars into the system annually without any chance to ever collect a red cent in return. We thought you should know. U.S. authorities today announced criminal charges against two former top Cognizant Technology Solutions Corporation executives for their roles in a bribery scheme in India and said the company will pay $25 million to settle a related civil case. The U.S. Department of Justice said former President Gordon Coburn and the former Chief Legal Officer Stephen Schwartz were charged in a 12-count indictment with violating the Federal Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and other offenses. According to the indictment, in 2014, Coburn and Schwartz allegedly authorized an unlawful payment of approximately $2 million to one or more government officials in India to secure and obtain a permit to build a new campus in the country. By the way, Cognizant isn't talking. If you're on Twitter, you may soon encounter a familiar Snapchat feature. The social media site has been developing a news camera, according to code uncovered and tweeted by app researcher Jane Manchin Wong. The new camera feature apparently will be accessible by swiping left on the home screen and then allow you to add Snapchat-style captions to photos, videos, and other live broadcasts. Wong tweeted yesterday that posts created by the news camera will be called Moments. Twitter removed its original Moments feature from its Android and iOS apps back in October. Well, some are suggesting this is the impact of climate change. The city of Clive, Iowa, has set aside $1.2 million to buy homes and businesses that have seen repeated flooding. Meanwhile, that number could grow as the owners of 24 homes and businesses worth around $11.3 million have asked Clive to purchase their properties. About half of the area's eligible properties volunteered for the city's voluntary buyout program introduced back in September. All, by the way, are located in a Walnut Creek floodplain and have sustained repetitive damage. The area has dealt with six floods since 1986, four in the last 10 years. The latest was the June 30th flash flood when two nearby creeks jumped their banks, quickly inundating homes and businesses and forcing emergency evacuations. Next week, I'm going to be visiting with Rick Smith from the Citizens Climate Lobby, who says such buyouts from cities and towns are just one of the high costs of ignoring climate change. Stocks surged today with the Dow climbing by 443 points as equities posted yet another solid week of gains. The Dow closed at 25,883 as J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs outperformed. The S&P 500 gained 1.1%, led by the energy and industrial sectors, to close at 2775, and the NASDAQ advanced 0.6% or 45 points to end the week at 7472. Energy shares were boosted by higher oil prices. West Texas Intermediate futures rose by 2.2% to $55.59 a barrel. Watch your gas prices go up. The 30-stock Dow's 8-week winning streak is the longest one since ending back on November 3rd of 2017. The NASDAQ also posted its 8th consecutive weekly gain. The S&P 500, meanwhile, closed its 7th weekly gain in 8. Chinese President Xi Jinping said that trade talks between the U.S. and China will continue next week in Washington. This comes after a U.S. delegation led by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer was in Beijing this past week. Meanwhile, folks are still hedging with gold. The precious metal gained $9 today to end the trade at $1,318.80 an ounce. As we said, oil was up, and already we are seeing spikes in gasoline prices. And by the way, the 10-year T-note, that bumped up to pay 2.66%. When we come back, it is Friday, you know, and Jeff Pitts is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He's going to join me to talk up stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Stay with us. This is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.